Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We have a winter storm warning in effect from late this afternoon or early this evening until 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow from the National Weather Service. Clouding up snow late today or at night. Snow heavy at times tonight, lower 20s. Tomorrow, snow ending, windy 25 to 30. Total accumulations 12 to 20 inches, up to 2 feet in some of the area. Connecticut State Department of Education released a memo this summer, weather-related closures as remote learning days. Region 1 families have been reminded that the weather-related closure learning days states that school districts may eliminate snow days by making them distance learning days that will not have to be made up at the end of the school year. The CSDE staff believes that since they've instituted distance learning in the schools, they continue to keep schools open when the weather is bad and cause less disruption to the pace of the school year by teaching and learning. After much discussion with administrators, faculty, and staff, and a review by the Boards of Education, Region 1 has decided that snow days remain good experiences for members of Region 1. They frequently provide a welcome pause to day-to-day routine and offer the opportunity to be outdoors in the snow or to stay indoors and enjoy the beauty that comes with a fresh snowfall. Thus, while we may lose a day in class, there are other important life experiences that would sadly be eliminated if we were to eliminate the snow day altogether. However, we also recognize that too many snow days can interrupt the pace of student learning. So we've agreed to the following as a compromise that allows us to preserve the magic and joy of the snow day while maintaining a school year calendar. They will allow 3 full day snow day weather days each year. On those days, school will be closed and distance learning will not take place. The school closure applies to all schools, even if they are distance learning due to COVID-19 conditions. Those days will be made up at the end of the school year. They consider the 4th snow weather day and all days thereafter where snow weather prevents traveling to be distance learning days. The days will not have to be made up at the end of the school year. The superintendent will continue to announce the snow weather days and include information regarding whether school is closed or if the day is a distance learning day. Marie Yovanovitch, who Kent claims as one of its own, was recognized with the Penn Award last week. She was presented with the Benson Courage Award for her role as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine and her efforts to combat corruption there and other areas of the world. Opponents of the River Road Homes affordable housing complex in Falls Village, which has been approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, got nowhere with both the first selectman and former first selectman in their ongoing bid for a referendum on the matter. Quote, we got the stated legal opinion, first selectman Henry Todd said, end quote. It's sounding like President Trump saying he won the election. The application by Falls Village Housing Trust calls for the construction of 16 homes on 3.9 acres of the 10-acre parcel in Lime Rock Station section of town. Resident Coulter Rule claimed the complex will be expensive to the town because it may add students to Housatonic Valley Regional High School. He said all he and the others opposed to the complex want is a referendum so townspeople have a voice in the matter. Patricia McCare, former first selectman, said in adamant comments, quote, you have a ruling, there'll be no referendum, and that's it, end quote. Another quote from McCare, quote, everything was done properly, end quote. Berkshire Health Systems will expand vaccine to land today. Shots begin on Thursday. The first shipment of the coronavirus is in Pittsfield. The shipment included over 1,950 doses. Some meetings coming up today. The Conservation Commission in Sharon meets at 6:30 and the Energy Environment Commission at 8 a.m. on the 18th in Cornwall. Today, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting at 4:15. In Kent, the Conservation Commission has a regular meeting at 6:30 tonight. The annual pot pie dinner to benefit SWASA will be held on Thursday at the White Hart as a to-go meal for pot pie, mashed potatoes, and sticky toffee pudding, $25 donation. Pre-order at 860-435-0030. Pick up your order at Provisions at the White Hart between 5 and 8 p.m. All proceeds benefit SWASA. Coming up on the 17th, Hayden and Falls Village, the P&Z has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. 12 Days of Christmas continues through Cornwall, a holiday exhibit of art, through January 3rd. Sheffield Historical Society, their COVID-safe light display on their grounds, is open every evening through January the 6th. And sparkling lights and holiday decorations at the Rojan Historical Society run through January 6th as well. Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department Santa Express visiting homes on a fire truck on the 19th and 20th between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to see if there's still a spot for you to register. You can email to fvsantaexpress@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 30,199.31, the NASDAQ at 12,595.06, and the S&P 500 at 3694.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.